neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Of course we have to talk about it. Why else do you think people would be listening right now?
And they're waiting.
Because they know they're going to listen to us talk about things that most people won't talk about. They don't want to talk about. They're afraid to talk about.
And then once they're done listening, they're going to go out and get active.
Yeah, you know, I should almost share that response I got from going after the legislators here in the state of Minnesota. For the people, and just so people can understand.
Rationale.
Yeah, I will. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and you bad legislators. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, or go to Bradley Dean, double E, or go to my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Friends, phone lines are accessible, 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. I'm going to shoot it over to you because of that look, okay? Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy?
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. Now, I've had some crazy looks here, actually, for the past probably 10 minutes as I'm kind of scanning what we have on Sons of Liberty Radio.
Well, I'm used
Facebook.
To those crazy looks.
Crazy.
But that was a crazy, crazy look.
I know, it's kind of like one of those, huh? You wish you saw that, didn't
yes.
you? It's like, huh? Coming soon. Seeing the Sons of Liberty. But as I'm perusing our Facebook on Sons of Liberty.
I like that.
I had to grab a word really quick. Yeah. But perusing came to my aid.
Yes.
As I was doing that, I saw this, who is it, Paul Ryan?
Yeah.
That is talking about Obama living lavishly.
Oh, really?
He doesn't represent the head of the state.
Yeah.
And that he needs to straighten out his conduct or
really?
Maybe impeachable.
You think? Yeah, I mean, how many laws does it take to make you a lawbreaker?
Does any of those scandals come into play in any of this?
Isn't that the same guy that just basically wanted to stay neutral on the whole homosexual marriage issue?
The guy who's not really a Catholic, because if he was a Catholic, he would obviously stand
aside. Well, maybe he can tell his
kids
that maybe he's not their dad. You know, I mean, don't take a stand on either side. That's daddy. No, that's mommy.
It's whatever you want to think, child.
Well, this is politicians today.
That's true.
How sick.
Two meanings
in the
out
mind
of one statement,
become.
Right?
Yes.
Two meanings out of one statement. It's good to oftentimes, as in the movie
Double
Martin
talk.
Luther.
Double talk.
It's good to give an answer that could have two meanings, they said to Martin Luther when he went to the worms. Worms, as he says.
Yeah.
No, he had to stand. The scripture is absolute authority and truth. And if man is contrary to the scripture, then man is wrong.
Well, it's like compromise. What's that quote? It goes something like this. Compromise is when two people get together to come together on what they know is wrong.
What they both agree is wrong,
Benjamin Franklin said of diplomacy is seduction in another guise. Mm-hmm. Exactly right. No. Faithful are the wounds mm-hmm. of a friend. Tell the truth.
That's right.
Truth makes men free. Compromise does not.
The truth is what
kisses
you've
of an
on.
Enemy are deceitful.
That's right.
We don't need kisses anymore, politicians. We need the truth. Yeah?
That's right. And we need you to stand on it and not give us two meanings. I mean, it's blatantly apparent what the truth is. It's called the Constitution. The Constitution is what it is.
I like that.
That's cool. I like that. If the Constitution states that the government has a certain authority, that the people then decide, wait a second, we don't want the government to have that authority, then they can amend the Constitution.
And, of course, their authority is only within the confines of the constitutional republic in which we've
That's
already
right.
retained.
And now, that's right. And it has been. And it is. But nowadays, people think, well, I don't like the government doing that, so let's put something in the Constitution that says they can't. We're understanding it wrong.
So let's go to the outlaws and ask them what they want from the government.
Ooh, isn't that what's that is happening
right
now, isn't it?
Why would the government that's supposed to abide by the laws of our republic go to outlaws asking them what they think?
What can we do for you?
That's exactly right.
How can we
serve you?
How can we help? Because, you know, America is a safe haven for
it's
you.
It's perfect judgment. It really honestly is.
Bring in the criminals, right? And then let us devour ourselves.
The
nation that forsakes God will be turned into hell, God said. What do you think is, what is hell full of? Lawless ones. People that break the law. They have no respect for the law. No different in America. You know, this past week. Did you want to go for that one?
I will. Yeah. Here, Gilbert Chesterton. Compromise used to mean that half a loaf was better than no bread. Among modern statesmen, their politician, it really seems to mean that half a loaf is better than a whole loaf.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I mean, isn't it just simple just to understand the yes and no's of things?
Well, if I have a whole loaf coming.
We wouldn't have philosophers today if people just listened to what Christ had to say.
I'm thinking of this loaf. I thought he was going to talk about something else. You know, politicians are the loafs, if you will.
Oh.
But think about that. If I got a whole loaf coming to me, how will I be talked out of half of my loaf?
I don't know, but are we going to get to this? Because I got to read this are trying to figure out what my email was.
So last week we were talking. You did a column on this 2 weeks ago, I believe. Wasn't this week? It was the week before.
Yep.
About down at the Minnesota State Legislature.
Just to let you people know that we don't just talk.
We're
actually out there doing it and confronting these compromisers that have no business representing we the people.
That's right. So the brave conservatives of the state of Minnesota, when they got a majority, they didn't have the government, but they went for the majority. They went to say to the people of Minnesota, we want you to pass an amendment on marriage. Okay, so that was the bravery brought that vote forth.
That's the government's business now.
They said marriage. Right to the. That's right. That is another topic.
Yeah.
But here's what we do need to say, and this is where I probably don't line up essentially with a lot of people that say government stay out of marriage. This is why I'm saying that, because the government should acknowledge a marriage contract. They should. The church makes that marriage contract.
Mm-hmm.
The government should be able to say, listen, I will not acknowledge a marriage contract that's not a marriage, i.e. two people of the same sex coming together.
Agreed.
Now, when it comes into legislating and law and things like that, that's the only thing I'm saying. The state should not acknowledge
Let's
that.
Make distinction.
Mm-hmm.
They're redefining.
Yes, that's what they want, of course.
That's what they're trying to do.
By the power of the government.
And that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So I know we're splitting hairs a little bit.
Oh, no,
but
I wasn't
really
saying
that.
But some people out there really do say government needs to stay way out of it. To your point, you're right. Government does not determine what the definition of marriage
is. That's my point.
The Bible already has. So government comes along and agrees with the marriage.
That's right.
So when we create a marriage amendment in the state of Minnesota, and we say marriage is between one man and one woman, the people of Minnesota are saying we agree with the word of God as it stands.
Of course.
Now, the hijackers and the radicals want to come up and say, push aside the word of God and create a new definition and a new right so that they can enforce new laws against those of the old, if you will, following those old laws. So that's what happened in Minnesota. You gave a prayer, and a lot of people got their attention to what was really going on with the homosexual agenda. And then these conservative, brave fellows.
Jake, if my whole house is on fire, I can't compromise about which part of the house I'm going to save. You save the whole house or it will all burn down. We either save this country or we do not.
Well said.
Very well said. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com. We're going to come back and I'm going to give you that email from a compromiser, a diplomat.
In the House.
And I'm going to show you how he's trying to justify him, but it ain't flying. We'll get him next time around.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they are also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
I just didn't want to confuse everybody. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake. 1-877-807-9977. Jump in, folks. This is your radio show. 53 countries. We're all over the United States as well, friends. So don't be so sheepish. 106.3 FM. WYPV, Northern Michigan, taking show live Monday through Friday for the next 6 weeks. That's a pretty cool deal.
And that is something,
and,
too.
And I just want to say this, and I want to high-five Brian Summerfield, because that guy is a real friend.
Yeah.
And, Brian, if you're listening today, I just want to let you know that we really do appreciate you. I mean, he is out there.
Brian's the man.
Pushing the message.
Yep.
And we appreciate that.
He's a veteran. He's
That's
a standard.
How we can do this. Amen.
Did an event with him out there. We continue to work with him. And
he's a smart guy, too, because he likes Sons of Liberty.
That's true.
Yeah.
Very sharp. Hey, I got that one. Hey, but to the last, just to bring a little bit of clarity from the last segment.
Yes.
2 weeks ago.
A little bit. A little
weeks,
clarity.
I hope.
Yes.
At least maybe for myself, anyhow. 2 weeks ago on WND, we released a column, Bradley writes columns every week. I encourage you to be part of that. I also encourage you on this WYPV. We have a show Monday through Friday. You're our Saturday listeners today, but Monday through Friday, we're on every day from 2 to 3. Mm. You can get the podcast and all that good stuff. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, download the phone app, etc. But 2 weeks ago, you did this column, and it was about the prayer at the Capitol, because in Minnesota, Governor Dayton just signed something called pretended legislation, which said that homosexuals can get married. It's pretended legislation. It can't happen. It's a possibility.
And guess who's right behind it? The Muslims.
Yes. Exactly. They don't see that
no,
far.
No, no, no. And the homosexuals don't want to see that far. Yeah. We've talked about that 15,000 times.
So,
but they're making way for their executioners, right, or at least those that want to execute them.
Yep. Yeah. So what we did is we took the responsibility. We went down to the Capitol. We shared some videos of some of these. And the kids in the videos, these weren't homosexual kids. They were confused kids. They were messed up in the head. And we got to talk through some of those. But what we did is publish a letter. And Bradley wrote a column about what happened to him. What was it, a year ago? 2 years ago. We went down and gave a prayer,
May 11th.
Prayer at the Capitol.
2011.
Yep. The prayer that rocks the Capitol. If you call in today, we'll give you one of those prayers that rock the Capitol. But what happened after that is the conservatives then came together because they saw that the leftist media, saw that Bradley was going to, Bradley was blowing the top off of this gay thing in his ministry. Not at the prayer,
yep,
mind you, but in his ministry.
Yep.
They identified that and said, let's get him quick. Let's try to turn the people against him. The people, nationally speaking, and even the state of Minnesota, the
common man. Well, keep in mind, Rachel Maddow went after me twice.
That's
the
right.
Second time was right before I did that prayer in the state of Minnesota.
Which is part of the lawsuit, yep, that we have right now that we're having to team up with.
Interesting, yes.
So at this time, the common man did not abandon Bradley, and nor the stance that he takes on protecting your kids and protecting marriage and protecting
and
your kids.
And even if they did, God didn't. Amen.
God didn't. Yeah. Also, too, all over the country. This story was a great story for people to read and say, wow, there's a bold man who stands up for what he believes in. Now, when Bradley went back to the Capitol, and this is what this column is about, we had the quote-unquote conservative leaders who had just taken the headship in the legislature here in Minnesota. They have the majority in the Senate, the majority in the representatives in the legislature. As Bradley's coming back to do a press conference to clarify...
Folks, every
what the press
outlet in the state-run media
instantly,
was there.
Instantly.
Yes.
To twist, it was unbelievable. Again, prayer that rocks the Capitol. We can get you that. You'll understand.
45,000 people viewed that video only to find out that their state-run media only verified what they always believed, that you can't believe a thing they say.
We showed it on television as well.
Yes, we did.
We had plenty of emails. These conservatives stepped up and said, oh, wait a minute! What the press just did! Bradley, we need to distance ourselves from you. We can't be affiliated with you anymore. It's like, wait a second. He just stood on the truth that you say you stand on.
Yep.
But then behind closed doors, you're telling him, we've got to disassociate ourselves with you. Please don't go talk to the press. Please don't do...
Folks,
just get away, Bradley.
These
Dean,
are our representatives that Jake's defining for you.
And in the article...
Please don't, Bradley. Please don't say what we know what the law says. Please don't acknowledge...
The gays will get us, Brad! Yeah. It'll just
and it's not
everything.
Even really the gays. It was they were afraid of
you're
the state-run media because the fact of the matter is, friends, if the representatives would say what needs to be said, that's all they have to do is bring out a pocket constitution, read it for everybody to see. The press can go ahead and lie all day long, but once you read that constitution, you already know who's lying in the first place, and that's what they don't want you to make reference to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what they're not making reference to.
So can I get to this email?
So that's exactly what this article is about. And so then this article got disseminated out there. Of course, all the crazy socialists, anti-American,
we got one.
Satanic.
Yeah,
like
I mean,
that.
If you want to go ahead and read that one comment from one of our homosexual friends.
Oh, I'm going to get to that because it ties into the Western journalism thing later. But as that happens...
I hope people are on some good, mellow caffeine right now.
Following this along, because the final point I'll make, I promise, is... What happens is then the left goes out and they twist and do everything and all this crazy stuff, make up more lies. But guess who's reading their articles?
Yes. That's right.
2 weeks later.
The only ones reading
that.
Hey, all you leftists out there, just keep in mind you have the sheepish conservatives that are the ones doing your reading.
That's right. They're the ones getting you those click ads and Google ads.
All 5 or 10 of them.
That's right.
Yep.
So 2 weeks later, late on the curve as usual, most of these representatives are, one of these conservative representatives said, hey, wait a minute, Bradley, that's not really what happened. I didn't really mean to. And I'll let him kind of explain.
Okay, so
why
I just got this email yesterday. There was like 4 or 5 or 6 of them, just ding, 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 just that quick. That's how quick they came in. This is what it said. It said, read your article dated 5/17/23. Minnesota warned about homosexuality. Now listen, friends. You stated that diplomats like myself approached you and asked you not to hold the consequences.
Not to what?
That's what he said. Not to hold the consequences. You are aware that Senator John Marty, a pastor's kid, declared in 2010 that they would pass gay marriage in 2011.
Ooh.
Of course, against the will of the people. Then, for the first time in 38 years, Republicans took... Then it goes to the next one. Finally, you may not be aware that we stalled out the anti-bullying bill. It did not pass because we ran out the clock. Oh, yes. You guys are like the best. That is courage. That is bravery. That is valor, man. They ran the clock out in the state of Minnesota. And this is the best we've got. I continue. Thought you should know it will be back next year. Then he said, Senator, his last name. Then he goes on the next email. Times are changing, but truth remains constant. Truth that, my friends, they will not stand upon. Press conference. Next email. Press conference at the Capitol, or you may jeopardize those few Republicans waffling on whether to vote to protect marriage or not. And it did end up passing. It ended up passing because of my prayer.
There's more votes.
Okay.
I understand.
Next email. This year, DFL took over, and we got gay marriage forced upon us with few religious liberty protections. Elections have outspent traditional marriage advocates, and the people voted down the amendments. Very sad, but the people made the choice, as well as the choice to put the DFL, the Minnesota House and Senate, at the same time. Next email. That was the only time we could have offered a constitutional amendment protecting marriage. Gay marriage advocates, next email, in complete majority Senate, House, and governor, first time DFL, complete power in over 20 years, and very different DFL party from 20 years ago. Of course, they're communists.
Radicals.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly right. So I replied to this senator, friends. I said, this republic was not established by cowards, and cowards will not preserve it. Enough said.
Mm-hmm. Because that is the context. He's giving all the details.
He's trying to justify himself.
To stall the clock, fine.
Oh, that's great.
If you're going to be brave and you're going to speak out and you don't have a majority, sometimes you have to use those tactics. Number two, bringing forth the marriage amendment was right. That was the only window they had to do it. They did it. What's wrong is when you're getting to the finish line and you look at those who can help bring this thing through and you say to them, we need to distance ourselves. Please just stay away. You capitulate to the other side, and then what happens next election? They flip the whole thing on your face. Because you weren't brave, because you didn't have courage, because people couldn't stand behind you in the first place.
Well, you had the House Speaker there, Kurt Zeller, the spineless one himself.
This guy is a straight punk. Yes, Mr.
Spineless. He is a straight punk who stands for nothing and falls for everything.
Yeah. That'll be on podcast, too.
That's so right. Just in the state of Minnesota here, folks. Listen carefully. Never let us be guilty of sacrificing any portion of truth on the altar of peace. Because, friends, this is not peace.
That's right.
This is a false version of it. And when you set yourself or you let or allow your representatives to set yourselves at war with God, it's only a matter of time. Mm-hmm. It's not a good place to put yourself.
And it also shows if your representatives won't make war with the enemies of God. And by that, I'm saying stand. Your quote at the end
was
perfect.
But that's not what this senator said.
He
said that diplomacy worked. No, it did not work. That's why you're what? You're backpedaling constantly because you're afraid of what the state-run media is going to say about you. I would venture to go this far. Let the state-run media attack you because people know what you're standing for, and then and only then and not until then.
That's right.
The
people will identify somebody standing. If nobody's standing, then of course the sway is going to keep going because there's nobody standing to pull it back the other way. But it happens in the press all the time that they actually do a favor to that movement.
They totally do.
It identifies who is going to stand no matter what.
Look at MLK Jr. He knew how to operate. Let them attack us, because if it wasn't for their attacking, they would have never got legislation passed through on the behalf of what the black folks wanted in the first place, which they should have had in the first place.
And he knew the attacking showed their true colors, so let them come out.
Bull Connor down south, man. I mean, that was the face of totalitarianism. And when they seen, America seen his face, all of the world people rose up and said, let's go deal with that man.
Right.
He's a dictator.
Leadership.
Not cool. Yes! Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We'll be right back after this break. 1-877-807-9977.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are... the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Compromise makes a good umbrella, but a poor roof. It's temporarily expedient, often wise in party politics, almost sure to be unwise in statesmanship.
Of course. Well said.
All right. That is well said. Thank you. I just thought about that. You know,
just came
I think these things on the way, you know, from here to the bathroom.
You don't even have to write them down, do you?
No, just kind of come to my aid, dude.
Amen. There. You know, yeah. Somebody came to our aid recently, Brad, and this was great.
Brad.
Hey, Brad. And we did an article here recently I've talked about a couple times through this past week, if you've been listening to the weekday show. Western Journalism just posted it. There's a couple other ones that had posted as well. Freedom Outpost, a handful of other folks. But basically, a partnership, a teaming up with the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean to hold the mainstream media accountable. And it has to do with a lawsuit that we have against Rachel Maddow right now.
Well, and it's a little bit greater in, how do I say that? The effects are a little bit greater on the American people due to the fact now you have the Attorney General going after the AP and Fox, accusing them as co-conspirators.
Yeah.
So it's not just MSNBC, but...
Good point.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that in just a couple of minutes here.
Our particular situation, you know, with the prayer of the Rock the Capitol, which we talked about last segment, Rachel Maddow had done a real doozy. She outdid herself and lied point blank, knowing she lied.
No.
Completely.
No, she didn't.
She did. And no covering the tracks either.
Rachel Maddow lied.
She knew her statement was wrong because she made another statement confirming that she knew that her latter statement was wrong.
Right.
And she did it twice. Those details you can find. We sent out the email. Western Journalism posted a story on it. And by the way, folks, if you want to join and you want to partner with us in this, we are a nonprofit.
We receive tax-deductible donations. It's tax-deductible on your end to donate to this ministry. There's three gifts right now that we're offering for folks that want to partner in this, keeping the mainstream media accountable, keeping America accountable, becoming a son or daughter of liberty. If you donate $25, you get a Prayer That Rocks the Capitol DVD, which we were talking about last segment in the segment before. Great DVD. It's a $25 donation. We will send you that. Number two, if you get $50, you get the My War five-part DVD series, which is normally, I think, $60 or $65. We give it to you for a $50 donation. We will send that to you. If you do a $100 donation, you get a constitutional silver dollar. It's precious metals worth about $32 right now in the market. We'll give that to you when you donate $100 to this cause and partner up with us to hold them accountable because we need to deal with them. So as we posted that, we got a comment and a response when we put it on, I think, Facebook page. I think you had posted it on your fan page or something like that.
Yeah.
And this is what this particular...
When I get emails like this, I want people to see what kind of emails we get.
That's right. And then we repost
from the tolerant homosexual communities, right, namely in this particular situation.
Got it. And this comment, we then posted on Facebook. We sent out a newsletter. It's all over the place right now. We want people to understand what we're dealing with, okay?
Yeah,
these are the poor gays.
Homosexuals.
The poor homos.
The victims of the law. Yes.
Hello, Mrs. Dean. I don't know if this is a guy or girl. I'm assuming it's a guy, but it could be
Diesel. It was actually a contrived email. What this individual did is created a Facebook page, and then they shot the email to me.
That
and then
great.
Once I went back to track it didn't exist.
It's dead. So real brave, too.
Dude, you brave know, as brave can be.
Heroism. I mean, that's why we have these liberties, because the brave people
notice,
like this.
And notice him. Listen carefully as to the details of his letter. Say it the way he wrote it too, Jake.
Hello, Mrs. Dean. I have listened to you several times, or as much as I could stomach. I've heard your hate of gays and the hate you have for nonconformists. I don't understand that part, because we're nonconformists. I've written you a few times.
He didn't understand it.
I don't think so. I've written you a few times before because I've heard you say how much of a man you are and how tough you are.
I mean, you guys.
Is there a podcast for that one?
I can hear it right now. Don, 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 don.
Come on, Rocky.
Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Move him, Rocky.
You have with you yours truly, Mr. Brocky.
And Mr. Bradley Dean, you can do it, Bradley.
Mickey McMillan.
Yeah.
All the crap you talk while in the open public. I have invited you to come and bring your message to where I live, and yet I receive no response.
I've never gotten an email.
But yet we try to respond to you, and you created a Facebook account to send to us. How are we supposed to know where you're at?
I don't know.
I leave you with this, my friend. When the maggots, listen to this, when the maggots rape your children and feed on their corpses, I pray that you are made to watch. Health to you, my friend.
That's the loving, tolerant homosexuals. Yeah.
There's
nothing new, folks, and this isn't just once in a while. If they're not threatening to bomb my ministry, they're threatening to have sex with me, they're threatening this, that, and the other thing.
Yep.
I mean, you want to see what the definition of reprobate is lived out in real colors?
Mm-hmm.
Just pay attention to these people, folks, because I've yet to meet one homosexual that has been rational in any sense of the word. There's no rationale at all.
We had that one reporter
None.
Once. That
and my
like
objective, just for the record, my objective is and always has been to protect those that are under attack, namely our kids in public schools.
Hey, you know what?
And that's what it's always been about, friends.
Right.
And they don't want the cover pulled off them because they don't want you, my friends, to realize that they are zeroing in on your kids. And if that's not the case, why don't you go ahead and call your school and ask them what's going on down there concerning kindergarten, preschool, their health classes, and you'll find out exactly what I'm talking about.
And just so everybody knows, you know, some people I've heard before in the past, boy, you guys sure hit the gay topic a lot. Let me just explain how that happened. We have been doing high school assemblies, going into schools. Bradley, you're the band, you're the drummer. Speaking to youth about your testimony of how you grew up without a father, about how you went through the school of hard knocks.
Yep.
And then we start talking about the Christian constitutional values.
And the 25 other topics.
That's
and
right.
The plethora.
Oh, lots of topics.
The main heart, pith, and marrow is the price paid for our freedoms.
That's all.
And less than 2 minutes is spent on homosexuality and abortion.
And even in the beginning.
They've outdone themselves.
Even in the beginning, those weren't even topics. Here's what happened. We were helping kids with a Christian message. And all of a sudden, the gays said,
What's that man doing? He can't do that. We're going to go after him. We weren't even looking for it. We weren't going after anybody, doing anything like that.
No.
All of a sudden, we started getting all these nasty
Yeah, we were referencing,
stories.
Actually, we were referencing what the state-run media, those that actually promulgate or write for the state-run media, what they believe.
Yep.
And they took it out there and threw it out there like we were doing the hating on them.
That's right.
Which, in fact, we didn't even say or even give the impression in any sense of the word that that's what we were bringing about.
So then when you start getting whacked in the head, you know, after maybe the second time, you kind of turn around and like, who is whacking me in the head and why?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you find out it's the radical homosexual lobby that hates the fact that you're reaching kids with a Judeo-Christian message because they are trying to get your kids.
That's right.
And then you realize, hold on
and
a second.
And to suppress free speech.
That's
Don't
right.
Don't forget about that.
And these are our kids. I will protect these kids because just like you say, Bradley, I was a fatherless kid and I was protected from nothing.
Yeah.
So I'm going to protect these kids. Now, let me see what's behind this homosexual agenda. And here's an email that I just read that shows exactly what's behind these sick, perverted, deviant people.
Yeah, a couple of them got the FBI coming after them, too. I don't know if they realize that or not. But, I mean, hey, you got to do what you got to do. Hey, justice is the guardian of liberty. They can play, but I just want to let you know, I ain't.
Hey, we got a response from this, actually. We sent it out today. Bradley, I'm a California lawyer. If you need help, let me know. I know Marines and lawyers who can take care of any threats or thugs. That's how they're thugs. They're threats.
Thank you, my
friend. Thank you, Richard.
I'm not worried about it. Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm not going to go there. Then I'd be carrying accolade to myself or merit to myself, and I'm not in any sense trying to do that. Hey, not worried about it.
What I appreciate is that Richard voiced him out. Yeah, you know what? There's a lot of those people
out
there.
God.
That's why they stay in the shadows, and they do their pecking from Facebook accounts that are made up. Lester said this.
Lester. All right.
I love that.
Yes, he's got a brother named Moore. Oh, that was bad.
Moore. So much hate. This is what Lester said about the maggot. No, this is good. So much hate. So little brains. He's talking about the other side hating. Yeah, they are the haters.
That's right. And that's what America's awakening to is the fact that it's like, wait a second.
Mm-hmm.
We're not hating anybody. Yeah. We're magnifying the laws of our republic.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
And what the homosexuals are doing is they're equating the laws of our republic to hate. Wow. So, hey, guys.
It's different than us.
So when the cops enforce the laws, then they're haters.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you're the one breaking that law, that's right.
Yeah.
But if you want the cops to protect you from other laws, like the hate of the Bible, or the hate speech of Christians, then the cops are good guys for prosecuting them.
Terrorism.
Yes.
The Bible's a weapon of mass destruction.
Jerry League said this. No one is stopping him from his unnatural lifestyle, right? So what is his problem? He wants us to condone it, doesn't he?
Of course.
If he, she, they, or whoever it is are waiting for me and most of the people I know to condone their lifestyle, they will probably have maggots feeding on their corpses after dying from old age. I don't have a thing against what they do in the privacy of their own bedroom, but you will never make me say that I agree with
it. Amen. And see, there's the strength of the American people right there.
Love it.
They're fools for their pains.
They
really are.
They
because
help.
You know what?
They
You're trying to shut down something that will never be shut down.
That's right. And that's
never,
called natural
you can
law.
Never suppress free speech in this country. And if you try to, it's just what's going to happen. You're going to get the people to stand up and they're going to rise and they're going to shine. But let it be in the spirit of God,
that's
not
right.
within.
That is important.
Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord.
Big time. That is huge.
Amen. You know what I want to do when we come back is yesterday I got on. I gave the story of the one-eyed doe. I'll share that with you if you didn't hear it yesterday. But I had so many more topics that I wanted to hit just to show you, friends, that these things are taking, these atrocities. Folks, what's going on in your government right now, this is the definition of treason in every sense of the word. And I'm going to go down topic after topic after topic after topic of the things that have been done right in the face of the American people. Boy, it goes on. It's like changing pages after pages after pages. Whoa. It's like, okay, got it.
You know, and even to what you're saying there, I want to quicken people to go to the Memorial Day is every day. Every day is Memorial Day. Bradley just did a column on this, and this will give you the price as to why we are speaking on this topic of these atrocities. Why does it matter to us? Here's why. This is blood-bought, folks.
Yeah. Did you know that the former IRS Commissioner Doug Shulman was cleared to go to the White House nearly 150 times during his tenure, often meeting with high-ranking administration and their officials.
A lot of time.
150 times, friends?
Oh,
he's not responsible for targeting good service.
About it.
No way.
Come on.
Don't make any accusations, man. This is an indictment.
Jump to conclusions.
Slow your roll.
He's the president.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
You keep saying that the president has committed all these crimes. What crimes have they committed?
Is there a scandal in Benghazi? What do you call it when an attorney general and his administration, namely the president of the United States, gets busted for throwing 300 high-powered rifles to Mexican drug lords who killed 300 of their own people? And you're asking the question,
What statute did he violate?
I'll tell you what. You take a gun, you go to Mexico, you commit the crimes that this administration did, and you'll find out every statute. And you can call me from prison when you get there.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Okay, Jake, are you like done rambling here? Can we get on with the radio show?
Day.
I want to get to the one idea.
I could go on more, but we'll save that for the second hour. No, there really is more stuff. It's going. But I want this one idea thing. We just set it up for that. It's perfect.
Okay, so.
Not that it matters that I want it. I'm just
no,
saying,
I'm
I think it's good.
Kind of rocking out in here a little bit.
I like that tune.
A doe blind in one eye was accustomed to graze as near to the edge of the cliff as she possibly could. In the hope of securing her greater safety, she turned her sound eye towards the land that she might get the earliest tidings of the approach of hunter or hound, and her injured eye towards the sea, from whence she entertained no anticipation of danger. Some boatmen sailing by saw her and, taking a successful aim, mortally wounded her from the side that she didn't expect, friends. Yielding up her last breath, she gasped forth this lament. "O wretched creature that I am, to take such precaution against the land, and after all to find the seashore to which I had come for safety, so much more perilous." James Madison rightly said, "If tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy." And we've seen this since September 11th. America and the American people and the Constitutional Republic has been under attack since September 11th, majorly under attack, not by a foreign enemy, but from our own government.
Yeah. You know, and that's the way to understand. Some people think, attack? What do you mean? Our government's attack. They're taking away your rights. Whose rights have gone? I mean, we've covered this before in the past, but seriously, what has happened?
Well,
I mean,
just
our
like this
is
dough,
a whole new country.
Just like this dough, but reverse the story. Mm-hmm. It came from within,
right.
Not from without.
Yeah.
And people don't expect that. They just go to sleep and they just think, well, you know what? I'm paying attention with this one eye.
Yeah.
But with this other eye, I'm entertaining myself
death,
and that's exactly right. That's where you're going to get mortally wounded from the eye that's not paying attention. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about the one-eyed doe. Yeah. But if you pay attention to what's going on in your country right now, you can see the Trojan horse coming from this administration majorly.
Yeah.
Let me give you a couple examples. Former IRS Commissioner Doug Shulman was cleared to go to the White House nearly 150 times during his tenure, often meeting with high-ranking administration officials. So the Republicans, the good guys, friends, have seized on the visits, which, according to visitor logs, totaled at least 147 between 2010 and 2012. Boy, maybe Barack Hussein Obama's just really good friends with, you know, Mr. Shulman.
That was the first thing I thought. Boy, those guys must really get along well.
To cast doubt on assertions by Shulman that he never told White House officials about the IRS practice of targeting conservative groups seeking a tax exemption.
Okay, so what is he saying?
Are you stupid enough to believe that?
I know! He got a little visit from the guys in the White House. Hey, Mr. Scholz, you know, this whole thing's blowing up. You're the guy who's going to take all the blame. You're going to say you never told anything to us. This is like watching... We had Mumbles on last week, remember?
Yes, yep.
This is like watching...
Beep, 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 beep.
That's all he's got to say. Yep. You heard him, gentlemen.
Yep.
And there's Mr. Scholz.
They're not even answering the American people.
I know!
They didn't meet the deadline, America. This is what sickens me about this country, that America will tolerate this on a daily basis.
Yep.
I mean, like, maybe it'll just go away someday. No, it's not going to get better, friends.
That's right.
It's going to get worse. Mm-hmm. As we shared yesterday on the radio, isn't it interesting that the state-run media is now putting the feelers out there forecasting the next... Listen to this carefully. The state-run media is forecasting the next scandal to come out of the White House.
Yeah.
Why? Because they know the American people are entertained by it.
That's right.
But the American
That's right.
people don't realize that they're losing their country in the process through their apathy.
Gosh,
it's sick. It really is sick.
I mean, when you just sit and think, I'm just slowing down for a second. When you think about that, it is the epitome of sick. That we are entertained by the scandal, not realizing it's like somebody's house is on fire, right?
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, look at the blinds, look, they're burning, oh, fireworks.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and they're going up in your window, and they're like, oh, my bed, look at my bed, and the fire's coming closer to you, and you're being entertained by this fire that's burning your house down.
Yeah. You know what Scripture tells us? James 1:8, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. The Lord said in Matthew 6, the light of the body is. The eye, if therefore thine eye shall be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, the whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? The Lord said, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. This is a message not only to be given to the government, our representatives, but first and foremost the people.
That's right.
Because they are representing the American people. The way that the American people tolerate them is exactly what's in the American people.
That's a great... I'd like to bring something to that. This past weekend for Memorial
Day. That's pretty profound, isn't it?
No, that was really good.
And I'm not a philosopher. Hey, man, just...
No,
you know,
no.
Yeah, all right.
Space.
You liked it, though, right?
I did.
I'm doing okay.
Yes.
All right.
A plus.
Okay.
This past weekend for Memorial Day, we went down and I visited my mom. She's actually living in Africa right now. And she lives, I think it's in Uganda, I believe.
So you are African American?
Of course, yeah.
Okay.
That's right. It's my roots.
Yeah.
So as my son was talking, he was complaining about something. We went to this restaurant. It was terrible service. We didn't get our food for like 45 minutes to an hour. And so we were talking. And my son starts talking about Barack Obama and what he's doing. And my mom goes, you know, you're making a very good point. You're right about what you're saying. In my country, or in the country where she's at right now, she's on furlough or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
She said, if you even speak out against the president, they will kill you. You don't get to choose your president. There's no election system. If they even think you're speaking out in a bad way, they will kill you. So as we're complaining about our president, I'm thinking of the fact, okay, there's a voting system in America.
Yep.
There is checks and balances in America. Yep. And here we have, yes, we need to complain about him. And that she wasn't taken away from that point. She was saying, you are blessed
it.
Right now. We
I
need to
it.
Fix this before it gets to be like where I'm going.
That's right.
Where it's third world.
And don't think for 1 minute that this individual that's advocating the murder of innocent babies
yep.
is not willing to do the job.
Don't think twice about
that's
it.
That's right.
Because he's doing it every day, and he is thinking twice about it. He's doing it with all of his thinking. Like you just said, they're not even answering Congress.
No. And by the way, let me interject this thought. You have both eyes wide open, friends, to see what's happening on a daily basis in your country. The doe had one, and she was looking the wrong direction. And she was assailed from a direction that she never thought it would come from. America, how is that happening here in this country today? It's coming from within, not without.
That's right.
It's coming from within, not without.
Both eyes open. We can see the external threat. But inside, like you said before, our other eye, our good eye, is looking at entertainment,
yeah.
and that's what it's.
We will
about.
All be better citizens when voting records of our congressmen are followed as carefully as scores of pro football games. That's shameful
what
conduct.
What can you say? What can you say?
I can tell you what I would say. 1 Kings 18:21, and Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt you between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word.
Yep.
And then guess what came next?
Yep.
The fire fell, God. Didn't it? Amen.
And
that's
then, praise
exactly
God,
right.
the people took those false.
That's right. They responded yeah. in the proper fashion to deal with the false that's prophets
good.
Of the day.
That's good. But it took a leader, going back to the very first senator who just texted you or emailed you
yeah.
earlier, it took a leader to stand and take the heat and the scrutiny and all of his boldness because of his trust in God. God showed himself.
Bradley, got to be diplomatic. Really, what you're saying is you don't love your country enough to fight for it, is really what you're saying.
It really is what you're
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, I know it is. Yeah.
Because if there was love, there'd be action.
That's right.
And it wouldn't care about what the repercussions are. It's not wisdom to let your enemy bulldoze you, folks. That's not...
It's simply put, this comes to my aid. The penalty good men pay for indifference to public affairs is to be ruled by evil men.
Well said.
Yeah.
I can't hold a candle to you on this show. This is just awesome. The way it's coming.
Talking about the one-eyed doe.
That's right.
Right? And we're talking about the atrocities and the treasonous actions that this administration are taking and making and going forward against, really what it comes down to, the American people.
Yep.
In the latest scandal to rock the Obama administration, a leading Republican congressman accused the president today of using his position to obtain free government housing for himself and his family. According to Rep. Paul Ryan, Mr. Obama has arrogantly exploited the office of president to gain access to a 55,000 square foot residence that costs double as a museum.
55,000 square feet.
Yeah, the joke's on America. You really have to see this for what it is. While the average American is struggling to pay his bills, President Obama is living in a luxury home adorned with priceless paintings and antiques as far as the eye can see. Speaking of the one-eyed doe.
Yeah.
Don't get too excited about Ryan, though, neither.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm wondering about
compromising himself. Yeah. Additionally, the Wisconsin congressman said the president has availed himself of sumptuous free meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all on the taxpayer's nickel. Folks, this is all happening with your eyes both wide open. Get Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com. We're going to come right back with hour two, the One Eye Doe, 1-877-807-9977.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof.
See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-BUNKER or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.